Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, October 27th, 2005. Returning today to my very slow process of reading and reacting to Henri Poincaré's The Value of Science, in particular the first book of this compilation, Science and Hypothesis, the chapter on the classical mechanics, and his discussion of the law of acceleration. But before that, I'm going to pause for a moment
next
to do
week,
a little bit of
a very low-budget independent film.
And this particular letter I'm recording right now, and if I do it well enough, I will
take on this.
This will be the version that I give to the either the
isolated or connected,
use as he sees,
which come together to form occult or prophetic writing.
Shadowy descriptions of my life. The office becomes a page on which the people are the words. The street is a book. Words exchanged with acquaintances. Encounters with strangers are sayings that appear.
Writing in the Village Voice is definitely much more chummy and is mixed in with the kind of where to go this weekend kind of
that was a little bit of a
note that appears in a lot of
it has nothing whatsoever to do with the law of acceleration
of that,
but now we go back into that right now.
Journalism. So we begin with.
So this is Henri Poincaré.
Right.
When we say force is the cause of motion, we are talking metaphysics. And this definition, if we had to be content with it, would be absolutely fruitless, would lead to absolute
forgotten birthdays.
Okay, so he's switching into his high rhetoric mode.
I have to get something going.
A walk on Brady Street. Find out what your body fat percentage is.
I've already done that.
It's dismayingly high.
The first.
And
rhythms of
as the distant glamorous
walk
in the background of my head.
Run
me
busy.
Take it easy. That purpose for cleaning.
I walk out each day to the quarry,
able to play.
Do you remember?
Someday,
we called it my lock.
So,
as if I were a laird and you were the last,
who would steal my them up. For a definition to be
even at 20, I seem
to must tell us how to measure force. So we can't simply say that force is the cause of motion. We have to specify how to measure force. Okay, and that is quite sufficient. So that's all you have to do is say how to measure it. Okay, he's getting kind of positivist here. Okay, and
just one more tenant among many.
For it is by no means necessary
through the bars on the window,
and that is quite sufficient.
And other people's rubbish piling up in the rain
necessary
in the inner courtyard that
is
my life
in itself, nor whether it is the cause.
Wow.
Okay. So the other thing is you don't.
That is episode 4150. So let me try to think about this.
The yet procedural
talking about
his
style,
style other people
defines his
quotidian
symbols,
his it is also evident in his desire to return again and again to the same subjects or standards, if you will. Subject matter 1, subject matter 2, subject matter 3, subject matter 4, subject matter 5, and new. Deliberately organized around these repetitive themes, the exhibition demonstrates artist's ability to reinvent his favorite subject.
The mind has already moved on to a new subject, he says, making
anyway,
some kind of grand announcement. Oh, man, the mind bubbles. Now he is thinking about the other thing, the project at work, the intermittent slowness of the other thing. So,
okay, so in our beginning,
a way to make it all work.
So now he's attempting to clarify the definition.
So I want to get a thing together.
So the first thing is to say, okay, if two things are equal, what do we mean by that? When are two forces equal? We are told that it is when they give the same acceleration to the same mass, or when acting in opposite directions, they are in equilibrium. This definition is a sham. And we will find out more about it next time.